producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, you know, that's a fantastic idea to do any day you want, and you don't actually have to do it while you're listening to the program, but it makes more sense to do it while I'm listening to the program because then I'm here and I can answer your questions, which is exactly what Susan has sorted out. And so without any further ado, I'm just going to go to Susan and understand. Susie has figured out calling at the beginning of an hour is the best way to get on as quickly as possible with as much time as possible. So, Susan, welcome. How may I help you?
Thank you, Dr. Joe Brown. I am calling to ask you if when are your husband, after 17 years, which he was the most loving, caring, dream husband, turns to you and say, that he does not feel the love, he does not feel love anymore. Is this, when it's gone, or there is a chance, or my marriage is gone, because I love him dearly.
Okay.
And I am the one who pushed him away, because I have a lot of issues with, I am extremely jealous, possessive, demanding. I have very good qualities. I am very responsible. I can be really nice, and I mean, I have a lot of qualities. I am educated. I work hard. But at the same time, I am extremely demanding. And he says to me that I don't respect him. That's one of the main things. So okay. It's a long story. But anyway. That is changed because I am devastated. That's the only thing in my life that I value the most is love.
Okay.
I don't care anything about, and I am absolutely devastated because
okay.
I cannot lose to him.
All right. So when did he tell you that he didn't feel loved? How recently was that?
It was last Wednesday, but the thing is, he has been telling me for the last 7 years. He already gave me 7 years. He already... In 2008, we have a big crisis because he told me that he couldn't deal with my jealous, with my, the main reason was that I don't respect him, that I am jealous, that I'm demanding, that I'm always complaining. And I couldn't see that. I tried to change, but I couldn't see who I was. I truly tried, but he said he didn't try enough.
All right.
He said, want to tell you, that he's saying to me now that he has to hit me hard, because if he doesn't do something hard to me, I don't listen.
Okay.
So
is he still living with you, or is he left?
No, he's still living, and that's what I don't know if he's a very kind man.
Okay, all right, I got it. All right. Do you think he's seeing somebody else, Susan?
No.
Okay. All right.
Do
you guys have children?
No, we decided, both of us never wanted.
Okay. All right. Do you know specifically, I mean, you've given me a very helpful list. Do you know specifically what he wants? When he says respect, do you know what he means?
No, I don't. I mean, he says that I am demanding, jealous, but I don't know. And I try.
All right, let's go through this together. I got it. Well, I mean, it would seem to me that you're not going to be jealous of somebody you don't respect. And I might point that out to him, although that's not where we're going to start. You don't want to start an argument with him because it sounds to... Yes, go ahead.
Can I give you one detail for you?
Absolutely.
We are immigrants, and it's a lot of stress in our marriage. He accuses me that because we couldn't make it. There's a lot of reasons with the immigration issue for us. We cannot leave our country. We cannot invest because of the situation. And we came here college educated, but we're still doing labor jobs.
Yeah.
And we have no freedom. And these affect us mentally. And
of course, of course.
And then
where are you guys from?
This woman is a shoe from South America.
Okay. Could you go home, or is there no value
in
going home?
No, I haven't seen my mother. He hasn't seen his family, and I haven't seen my family for 20 years.
Okay. What kind of work is he doing?
He is a cook. He works 14 hours a day.
All right. What kind of work are you doing?
I am a receptionist in a medical clinic.
Okay. Do you both make about the same amount of money?
Yeah, he makes, I'll say a little bit, I guess 20 more, something
great.
like that.
Great, okay. And you're both college educated, but you're working in basically blue-collar jobs.
Yes, because we cannot grow the ladder because of our situations when we get.
Do you guys have financial problems or not?
No, his ex, he's very, very responsible. Our credit card is the best one. We own a house.
Okay.
We live
right.
Well, we don't own anything.
If you could ask any one thing of him, what would you ask of him? And don't say to like me more, because that doesn't help. We're talking about behavior. What kind of behavior would you like him to do? Not so much looking at today, because today you're feeling like it's all slipping away. But say 2 weeks ago, before he had this conversation with you, what would make you feel better about him than you did a week ago?
I don't want that good job because it does everything for me. This guy did everything for me.
Well, then, if he does everything for you, how come you don't respect him? What does that mean when he says that?
That's what I'm trying to figure out, and I do therapy, and I don't know.
Well, now look, you're a smart woman, and you've given me a very clear idea of what's going on in the relationship, but I need to know, because what I want you to, the conversation I want you to have with him is, look, let's make a deal with each other. Because when he says you're jealous, is he flirtatious? Does he look at other women?
What, no, what hurts him, because in 2008 I was very jealous of coworkers, and he is a very loyal, and I hurt him.
Right. So why do you not trust him? Why are you jealous if you trust him?
I'm an extremely secure person.
Right. Well, but Susan, how old are you?
41.
Okay. Susie Q, let me tell you, are your parents together?
No, my father, my mom and daddy is separated when I was 4 because my father is alcoholic.
Okay. Listen, have you ever been in therapy?
Yes, 3 years. But he says that it's not solving.
Well, that's what it sounds to me, that you have abandonment issues because of your father. And you're acting them out in your marriage because you're telling me this is a loyal guy that you completely trust, but you're always giving him a hard time. It's almost like you're baiting him to leave you because.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Well, but I mean, so what's happening is that you keep pushing him and pushing him and pushing him and pushing him.
And
sooner or later, he's going to get tired of that. So you got to figure out a way not to stop pushing him for 5 minutes, because that's what he figures. If you say to him, listen, I promise, and there's some things we could do. You could say to him, look, the next time I seem to be pushing you away, you tell me and I will give you $20 at that moment. And that's a really good way to make you stop and him identify your behavior, because then he feels that there's some advantage in telling you, Susan, you're doing it again. And you then will learn very quickly, because $20 to hand over to somebody a couple times a week, you know, or a couple times a day, God forbid, that'll teach you to stop it. But the problem you've got at this moment is he feels no matter what you promise him, it won't hold up for the long term. And he's just getting tired. He's just getting exhausted.
He's already exhausted. And that's my question to you. With all your years of being a psychologist, and I listen to your program, I really like you. And have you ever heard that a person who stopped loving can ever love their...
Yes, of course, because it doesn't... Look, when I say I don't love you anymore...
For me, it's impossible. It looks
but
like
Susan, Susan, you can't ask me a question and then answer it. If you already have the answer, you don't need my answer, all right? So the answer is yes, and the reason is yes is because people fall in and out of love with everybody all the time. Let me explain to you exactly what I mean about that when we come back. Hang on. 855-993-7569. You're absolutely welcome. I walk you through it, I promise. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold Fish Oils are independently five-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than four standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free one-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Did you know that select musical tones have the power to heal? By listening to seven amazing songs that contain these tones, you can experience the power of music therapy.
I used to work in a pretty stressful atmosphere, but I started using the whole tones in the office, and I'm experiencing more focus, motivation, peace, and better relationships.
WholeTones99.com is a unique music therapy program featuring seven secret ancient healing frequencies uncovered in the music of King David. Now you too can unlock the healing secrets of the Bible, as we are offering a free sample of this music so that you can discover their power to heal, relieve stress, and break negative cycles.
I use the tone to calm my 5, 3, and 2-year-olds to stop the fighting, and it works.
Now you can experience the healing music therapy in the comfort of your own home or office. Visit WholeTones99.com and get a free song. Visit WHOLETones99.com today for your free song. That's WholeTones99.com. WholeTones99.com.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I'm here to do exactly that. We're talking to Susan, who's been married for 17 years, and she admits she has not really been a perfect wife. She's been demanding and jealous and sort of high maintenance, and her husband last week said, okay, I'm done. I'm still here. But I don't love you. You know, I don't feel loving toward you anymore. And she said, can you ever recover from that? And I'm saying, yeah. And the reason you can recover from it is just think about the 17 years. Think about moments where you felt so close to him. You just were all gooey and happy and delighted to be around him. or he did something that made you angry and you just felt like an ice cube. Okay, and that happens to everybody. We go through different cycles. And what we hope is that there is a kind of a river of emotion that we can count on that runs through the good days and the bad days. And on most of the days, it's not going to be the high. It's not going to be like our wedding day. It's not going to be like our anniversary or when he surprised you with something, because those are extraordinary days. It's also not going to be on the days where you're ready to kill each other and thinking, why am I married? I look at this guy. I don't even know who he is. I just want to be out of here. But there is some kind of consistency that says there's more good here than not good here. So when someone says, I love you, but I'm not in love with you, what they're really saying is, this isn't working very well for me. So the question is, do either of you have enough motivation, enough passion, enough commitment to say, all right, look, I'm going to make things better for both of us. I'm going to change some of my behavior so that you're more comfortable, you're happy, you feel more cherished. And in exchange for which, this is what I'd like from you. And it really can't be unilateral, because if it's unilateral, if it's only one side, at some point you're going to get tired of it. You're going to say, all right, look, I've made all these changes, and you're still not responsive. So it really has to be a contract. So now, is that the same as love? Listen, honey, I'm a psychologist. You know, I'm a human being. You know, different people have different definitions of what love is. But what I'm telling you is that what you want is the sense that I want to stay here. This is the person that I care most about, that I want to spend the bulk of my life with. I'm not going to feel the same about them every day. I'm not going to feel wonderful about them every day. But on balance, this is where I choose to be. And it's amazing how many times people don't look at exactly that equation. They're willing to say, I love you, when they're feeling horny, or saying, I want a divorce, when they're mad at each other. And they overlook the basics, which is there more good here than unhappiness here? So what you need to do at this moment is understand, first of all, there are no guarantees, Susan. There's no guarantee if you go to your husband and say, I want to do things differently. I want this to work better for both of us. This is what I'm willing to do, and this is how I want to do it, and this is what I want from you. Now, what you want from him can't be huge at this moment, because he's already figuring, I don't want to play. So you have to be willing at this moment, not forever, but at this moment, to give more than you're getting. All right?
Uh-huh.
So, so if I'm your husband, tell me what you're willing to do for me. And you can make it a short-term deal. You can say, look, I know we've been through this before. I know we've had this conversation before. I know you think I'll change for a short period of time, and then I'll go back to being horrible to you, and it'll make you unhappy again. But I see myself in our relationship completely different than I've seen it before. And I think that I have some issues that I need to be taken care of in therapy that have nothing to do with you, but you pay the price for. But there are also some things from you that would work better for me. So here's what I'm willing to offer you, and here's what I'd like from you. Tell me, and I think we should do this till the end of the year, or for the next 6 weeks, or the next 6 months, whatever you think is tolerating. Now, he may say, Susan, I'm done, at which point you need to do this as much for you as for him. And because he's still there, my guess is he wants to find a reason to stay as well. He's not looking, because if he wanted to leave, he'd be out of there. What he's saying is, I'm tired. I don't want false promises. I want a place where I can feel comfortable and happy and look forward to being together, not where I feel, no matter what I do, it's not good enough. You're going to attack me. If I'm happy, you're going to bring me down. So you're going to have to think very specifically. And you can't say things like, but I love you. You have to say things like, this is, I think I've had abandonment issues because of my dad, and I think unconsciously, the more I love you, the more I push you away, because the scarier it feels to me that you're going to leave me at some point, and I don't know what I'd do without you. So I get, the warmer I feel toward you, the nastier I am. That's stupid! And you can say that about yourself, because it is stupid. And I'm going to go to therapy to work on it, but here's what I propose for the short term. And let me give you some suggestions, and you can add to this, or we can talk about it, whatever. The first thing I already said to you, which is to say, the next time I say anything that either of us agree sounds like jealousy, And we don't have to agree. You can just tell me that sounds jealous. I will give you $20 on the spot. At that moment, no argument, I will give you $20. For two reasons. And he'll probably laugh at that or say, well, this isn't about money. And you're going to say, no, it's not about money. It's about you being able to tell me at that moment, so I'm really clear about what drives you crazy. And it also is going to be expensive enough that I'm going to stop doing it. Because $20, I mean, $20 once a year isn't much. $20, if this is happening as often as you think it is going to, I'm going to stop doing it because it's too expensive. In addition, I want, and I don't know what you want from here, what one thing would make you, would remind you of how much you love him on a day-to-day basis? What one behavior could he offer you, could he do differently than he's doing now?
Spend more time together, quality time.
Well, people can't be together 24/7.
I'm not saying 24/7. He works 6 days a week.
Well,
yeah, but Wednesday was our day, but now he always has things to do, like he fixed the computer, he fixed the car.
All right, okay. What is one of the things that he really likes to do that you don't particularly like to do?
He likes to go out for dance the night in all my clubs, and I hate it.
Okay, here's what you're going to do, Susan. Now listen to me carefully. He works really hard. Okay? You're telling me that that's one of the things you respect about him, even though he doesn't feel that you respect him about it, that he's very economically responsible, he's provided a good life for you. So what you're going to say is, and again, you're allowed to ask for things for him, of saying, listen, one night a week, I'm going to go clubbing with you, and you're not going to complain about it. You're not going to be horrible about it. You're going to say, one night, I will go clubbing with you, and one night a week, I want you to... And I don't know what you want. Watch television with me, take a walk with me, go to a movie with me, take a cooking class with me. And if you're really smart, which I know you are, you'll pick something that he probably likes to do.
Okay.
All right. So
the
point
is,
yeah, that's perfect. That's perfect. All right. You're clearly getting exactly what I'm saying. Because what you want to do, Susan, is give more than you're getting here, but not make it, because you're not going to be able to sustain 100% of change from you and nothing changing for him. Because you're going to get unhappy at some point saying, I'm making all these changes, there's nothing changing about him, I'm tired of doing this. And then he's going to say, see, Susan, you'll change for the short term, but nothing holds up. So it has to be a contract. It has to be a deal. Right? Let me put you on hold and see if you have any more questions. But it seems like you're getting it, you know?
So I did.
Okay, well, if you want to stay on, go ahead and stay on if you have any more questions. If not...
No, I think you say everything to me, so thank you so much, Dr. Joy.
Give it a try, sugar. Call me if you need me. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful. But creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
My name is Dell, and I live in El Cajon, California. I was concerned about my cholesterol readings because I knew that high cholesterol is related to clogging of the arteries and increases the risk for heart attack and stroke. One day, I heard an ad for Heart and Body Extract, and I was skeptical, but I decided to give it a try. Man, the numbers don't lie.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Do you lay awake at night and worry about the health and safety of you and your loved ones? Do you wonder what would happen if you weren't able to get to a hospital or doctor? How can you keep your family safe against the deadly pathogens that are beginning to emerge in the world today? Give yourself peace of mind with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is turning heads around the world as a new weapon in the fight against bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver can be taken internally or used topically to help the body's own immune system fight off disease much more effectively. Supernatural Silver has been tested at independent universities and laboratories around the world and has been proven to be safe and highly effective against some of the planet's deadliest pathogens. There is no better product to have in your home for daily use or emergency preparedness. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, use the code SILVER2015 for 20% off, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, I know we've done a list of really irritating phrases like, it is what it is, which still drives me nuts. Like, if it's not what it's not, what would it be? So, but Manny and I were just... drives me nuts. All right, so here, Manny and I were just going through phrases that are completely misleading. Like, can I be honest with you? Well, what were you before? Or what was the other one we had? We just did three of them. I just forgot two of them.
No offense.
Yeah, no offense, which means I'm about to offend the daylights out of you. Or this might be stupid, but well, if it's stupid, why are you wasting my time? So let's put, what can we put down? Meaningless phrases. And you can't put up it is what it is, because we already yeah. hate that one.
Because when we asked that question, when we asked the annoying phrases question last year, I think it was late last year when we did it.
Like that came up 40,000 times.
Yeah. I mean, I think we had like 90 comments on Facebook, and I think about 40 of them was
yeah. It is what
40
it is.
Of them were, you know, it is what it is, yeah.
And the other 35, yeah, and like 35 of the other ones.
Right, yeah.
There were a couple of miscellaneous ones where, sorry for the inconvenience. Like, you're not sorry for the inconvenience.
I think that was yours, wasn't it?
Cause that was mine. That was the one that I hated
started,
most.
Because I think it started when
that
you
was
were,
mine.
Yeah, because you were dealing with something.
I got stuck in an elevator.
Customer service or something.
Yeah, getting put on hold, sorry for the inconvenience, getting stuck in a train. For like a half hour, we're sorry for the inconvenience. It's not inconvenience. I'm claustrophobic. Get me out of here.
Right.
And stuck in an elevator for like an hour. We're sorry for the inconvenience. It's not inconvenience. It's terror. Yeah. So, all right. So, it meaningless phrases, or let's say they're not. They're really not meaningless. Well, they are meaningless, but they're also, and they're not even redundant. They're just dumb. That's what dumb. But you can't. That we have to accept. Accept. Except. It is what it is. And sorry for the inconvenience. You can't put either of those two up because everybody hates those. We're going to, if we have a stupid phrase Hall of Fame, those two have, we've retired their jerseys, their jerkiness, right? Jerseys jerkiness was close. All right. It's a National Liqueur Day. Does Amaretto count as a liqueur? Does Bailey's count as a liqueur? I think Bailey's counts as a liqueur, doesn't
it? I think so,
it?
Yeah, because it's...
I like Bailey's.
Bailey's.
Which everybody says...
Bailey's is
that,
pretty good.
Yeah, that you're a child, if you like, because it's sweet. And the other... They used to make a liqueur that was a champagne liqueur, which I thought was wonderful. It's pink. But I don't think they make it anymore, because I think I'm the only person on the face of the earth who ever liked it. But nevertheless, all right. It's also National Dictionary Day. I love dictionaries. Do you love dictionaries?
They come in handy.
See, my thing is... And this goes back to, we were talking about, you know, somebody was giving me a hard time about, I don't know, something. And I said, no, I think the two characteristics that really define me are an insatiable curiosity and a huge amount of energy. And the two together tend to drive people nuts. So I try to dial it down a little bit. But dictionaries for me are like catnip. Because I'll go and look up a word, and on the way to looking up that word, I'll find 15 other words. And all of which, you know, wow, what does this mean? And so whenever the guys put stuff up, and you'll see in a minute how this happens, because the guys sort of put together stuff that says, okay, today is national. And they put it up because it's listed someplace. Then I do the research, and so I'll say to them, do you know what that really is? And no. Yeah, but it is. All right, so here we go. National Decor Day. Let's go for Bailey's. National Dictionary Day. Love dictionaries. A National Bosses Day. Do you see me as your boss? Not really, do you? Nobody does. Nobody's ever seen me as their boss. That's okay. Colleague. I'll accept colleague.
Yeah.
Or, you know, the word ventriloquist does come up a lot. My God. It's our show. We just let her be out front. And National Department Store Day. So I suppose you could drink, you could take your boss shopping in a department store, buy them some Baileys, and... look up in the dictionary how to spell liqueur, and then you're home free. I'm done. Okay. 1781, George Washington captured Yorktown, Virginia, after the siege of Yorktown. See, we're about to come on the time of year where there's going to be a lot of Revolutionary War stories because Washington crossing the Delaware. I've actually gone to where the Delaware Water Gap, and it was cold. And the Delaware is a fast-running river, especially if there's been a lot of rain. All right. Here's the one that sort of warranted the discussion about curiosity. In 1882, the Nickel Plate Railroad opens for business. And I said to Manny, do you know what the Nickel Plate Railroad was? And he said, no. And I said, I'm going to tell you. The Nickel Plate Railroad was the nickname of the New York, Chicago, and St. Louis Railroad, abbreviated NYC ampersand STL. All right. It included trackage in New York, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Indiana, Illinois, and Missouri. Connected Buffalo, Chicago, Cincinnati, Cleveland, Indianapolis, St. Louis, and Toledo. It was constructed in 1881 along the south shore of the Great Lakes, connecting Buffalo and Chicago, to compete with the Lakeshore and Michigan Southern Railroad. In 1964, the Nickel Plate Road and several other Midwestern carriers were merged into the larger Norfolk and Western Railroad, N&W, to form a more competitive and successful system serving 14 states and the Canadian province of Ontario, and more than 7,000 miles of railroad. The profitable N&W was itself combined with the Southern Railway, another profitable carrier, to form Norfolk Southern Corporation in 1982. So there you go.
Hmm.
The history of railroads in this country is really interesting because it's about north. It's about expansion. It's about immigration. I mean, the first, all the Chinese who built the railroad, especially in San Francisco, railroads in this country built a lot of fortunes, a lot of riots, a lot of exploitation. Railroads in this country are really pretty interesting. Have you been on a training? Do you take Amtrak or anything?
I've never done Amtrak, but you know, I guess I don't know if this counts or not. But we, you know, we have a rail system in the Twin Cities, a light rail system.
Yeah, no, they're not. I mean, we call the subway system here the train, but it's really not. I'm talking about I love trains.
Yeah, I've never. If I did, it might have been when I was a little kid, and I don't remember.
Well, it's gotten very expensive because nobody really takes it anymore, and they're government subsidized. But railroad traffic is really fun. I've done it. I went away to college. I went from Denver to Houston because I wanted the extra time to. I mean, I was 16 years old, for heaven's sakes, and I wanted the extra time to sort of make that transition. Because even then, I know transitions are hard. I've done the Amtrak to D.C. I've done Amtrak from Boston to New York and New York to Boston. And I'm trying to think. I've done one other train trip. Trains can be they're very romantic, and it used to be the first time I ever had trout was in the diner car of a railroad, and they used to be fantastic food, and they would have tablecloths and everything else. So there, all right. I love railroads. 1909, William Howard Taft and Porfirio Diaz held a summit, a first between U.S. and Mexican president, and they only narrowly escaped assassination, the two of them. So, you know, I was talking to somebody in the last couple of days of talking about world politics, and we were talking about, you know, the latest forecast for the weather is this is going to be an El Nino winter, so supposedly California is finally going to get some rain, and the Northeast is supposed to get a huge amount of snow. And I was talking to somebody who knows about all this kind of stuff and El Niños and said, you know, this has been going on for hundreds of years. People who think that everything that's happening is happening for the first time haven't paid any attention to history. And I think she's absolutely right. In 1916, Margaret Sanger in Brooklyn opened the first family planning clinic in the United States. Wildly controversial, even then. In 1923, completely uncontroversial, the Walt Disney Company was founded by Walt and his brother Roy. I never met Walt, but I've met Roy. I think Roy is no longer with us, but I think his kids are. In 1945, the Food and Agricultural Organization is founded in Quebec City, Canada. In 1964, China detonates its first nuclear weapon. Oh, good. In 1968, Tommy Smith and John Carlos are kicked off the U.S. team for participating in the 1968 Olympic Black Power Salute. I remember that. The fist?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that was in Mexico City, wasn't it? I think so.
I think it was.
I think so, too. In 1995, the Million Man March takes place in Washington, D.C. So there you go.
That I do remember.
Yeah.
I was in the sixth grade.
There you go. You're such a baby. Speaking of which, it turns out, I don't know if this is good news. I suppose it is. Women in their 20s earn more than men at the same age. It's probably because men in their 20s aren't being employed.
No.
I mean, that's it's an interesting statistic. This also isn't in the United States, interestingly enough. You always know that when they talk about euros or pounds. That men, but they start out making a little bit more, but then men, by the time they hit 30, are making more money again. Oh, dear. 855, I'm being depressed. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joy Brown, and I want to tell you about a new product from ProPure. It's a fruit-infused water filter pitcher. This is like no other water filter pitcher on the market today. Not only does it allow you to put your favorite fruits and veggies into its easy-to-access fruit infusion tube, it also uses ProPure's lab-tested filter that removes harmful chemicals and contaminants, including the dreaded fluoride. You know I love water, and now that ProPure has a pitcher that makes my water healthier to drink and yummy, I couldn't be more excited. If you want to have drinking water that not only takes out the harmful chemicals in tap water, but also want the option of infusing your water naturally, go to drjoy.com, click on the banner, that's drjoy.com now to get yours today. The average household drinks $35 a week worth of soft drinks. This water pitcher only costs $79.95. So not only will you be saving money, you'll also drink healthier for you and your family. So go to drjoy.com, click on the banner, and start today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Movies coming out this weekend. Goosebumps, I had a conflict, and it's a kid's movie. Some people liked it, some people didn't, so you're on your own about that one. Jack Black is in it. A teenager teams up with the daughter of a young adult horror author, after the writer's imaginary demons are set free in the town of Greendale, Maryland. Not my thing. And I had a conflict. So, what can I tell you? Mixed reviews. The question is, do kids care about it? And you can't take really young kids to it, but you shouldn't take kids under the age of, you know, maybe 6 or so, maybe even 10 to movies anyway. Let them do DVDs. They'll talk through it, and everybody will be angry with you. Crimson Peak. I'm just going to go in the order that they're listed here, which I think is alphabetical. No, it's not. Crimson Peak is the latest from Guillermo del Toro, who does, you know, terrific storytelling, Pan's Labyrinth, Devil's Backbone. Horror flicks, as you know, are not my thing. This one isn't scary. I just thought this was dumb, to be quite honest. When you're at a horror flick and people are giggling, this is not necessarily a good sign. I'm not sure who this movie is for. Because people who really like scary stuff, there's nothing scary in it, except that this movie actually got made. And for people who want a romance, I mean, I think Tom Hiddleston is terrific. And Charlie Hunnam is in it, Mia Wasikowska, and Jessica Chastain. You can figure out all the plot twist, heavy ironics, from the beginning. And I just thought it was stupid. What can I tell you? Except for Tom. And I think he's great. He plays Loki, you know, in the sort of Thor stuff. And I'd watch him read the phone book. But the rest of it I think is stupid. And you could figure out all the supposedly twists and turns. I mean, when a movie starts with a woman with blood all over saying ghosts exist, please. And everybody starts giggling. All right, something that's not the least bit giggly, Bridge of Spies. This is the latest from Steven Spielberg. An American lawyer is recruited by the CIA during the Cold War to help rescue a pilot detained in the Soviet Union. Well, the pilot is Francis Gary Powers of U2 fame. This is a story that I really didn't know. But as far as I'm concerned, even though Steven Spielberg, I think, is a very talented filmmaker, there are several things of interest to me on this one. First of all, that there seems to be this fascination. Trumbo has it. The play that I reviewed for you, Perfect Arrangement, has it. Bridge of Spies has it. And there are a couple of more things that focus specifically on the McCarthy era. Because I think a lot of people feel that we've kind of done a rewind to it, that if you don't agree with my politics, you're treasonous. This is a story that I didn't know about James Donovan, who was a lawyer who was recruited by the CAI to defend the spy from Russia that they found here, whose name was Abel, who was played by Mark Rylance. As far as I'm concerned, the only reason to see this movie is Mark Rylance. Tom Hanks, I think, is a charming man. He plays every man. But he plays, as Mark Rylance says to him at one point, he calls him the standing man. The idea, and he talks about a story that that somebody keeps knocking him down, and he kept getting up, and there wasn't anything very remarkable about him, but he keeps getting knocked down and coming back up. But that's not a very interesting character on the screen. Mark Rylance, on the other hand, playing the Russian spy is fascinating, and he's the reason to see it. And the whole story is that they were trying to work out a trade for our spy versus your spy, and our spy being Francis Gary Power, who it turns out was vilified because he didn't off himself. There's sort of a minor sort of sub-story here that I'm not going to tell you about if you want to go see the movie. Amy Ryan plays Tom Hanks' wife, and we talk about her family. We don't care anything about her or them. We care about the last, like, 10 or 15 minutes of the movie are genuinely nail-biting, even though if you know anything about history, you know about this. It's amazing how many people in the theater knew nothing about this situation. And watching the Berlin Wall being constructed is eerie. So this is a movie that other people like probably better than I did. I mean, it's an interesting part of history. I just think that that it could have used some tightening up and a little bit more. It's interesting history. The question is it an entertaining movie? We'll see. It ain't The Martian. Truth is starts Cate Blanchett and Robert Redford as Dan Rather. Dennis Quaid is in it. Elizabeth Moss. This is again a look at history. This is the investigation of Bush's military record, and it makes some really good points in this one. And I, you know, it's a fun movie to watch. It's a little over 2 hours. The question is, what was Bush's military service, and how it makes some really good points about how the fact that news has now gotten in bed with politics, which we're kind of aware of. I mean, we're aware of Fox News, we're aware of the biases, but at the time it was kind of a revelation that made a lot of people really uncomfortable, and continues to. Momentum is a little movie that stars Olga Kurylenko and James Purifoy, and I suppose this is going to be part of a series. Alex, a mysterious thief, is pulled in by her former partner for one last heist. She quickly finds it was never just about the diamonds. A brutal murder sparks a cat-and-mouse chase between Alex and a master assassin. Now she must uncover the lies behind the heist and discover the secrets behind the men who have made her a target. Morgan Freeman is also in it. I think, as I said, they're looking for a franchise here. You know, I don't know. It's not bad. It's just I don't know that it's going to have any resonance in theaters at this particular moment. So we'll see. So pick of the week. You know, between Bridge of Spies and Truth, let's see, probably Bridge of Spies. Crimson Peak, I think, is completely missable. I don't know who the audience for that movie is going to be. Goosebumps. You should probably, if you've got kids 12 and up, I don't know if they're going to be entertained by this or just bored by it. And you can't take young kids to it. And I don't think adults are going to have any interest in it. I mean, it's one of those things that Transylvania 2, I think, is a much better movie for kids. Crimson Peak isn't going to scare anybody except perhaps the filmmakers, because this was not an expensive movie to make, my guess. I would guess that Bridge of Spies is probably going to do... is going to do the most business, just because everybody loves Tom Hanks. Truth is not a bad movie, and it does really bring up some really relevant points. Although, as far as I'm concerned, Spotlight, which comes out, I think, in a week or two, is better with the same basic story. But the defining moment in Truth says, well, we're going to do this in 3 months, and they said, how about in 5 days? And everybody says, okay, which means you didn't check things out. Good supporting cast, interesting part of history. Go to drjoy.com for more information. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
The legendary Dr. Joe Wallach, heard on Alex Jones, George Norrie, Benny Hinn, and so many more, is on his 90 for Life tour, and you can see him live and in person Monday, October 26, 6:30 p.m. at the Unity Village, 1901 Northwest, Blue Parkway, Unity Village, Missouri. Don't miss this incredible event. Call 615-389-7733 to reserve your seats today. That's 615-389-7733.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.